Those of us who've ever tried to report a war know that it's more confusing than trying to fill out the insurance report after a three-car pileup. Human circuits are supercharged by war. Memories skip and sputter. Fear overloads our recollections, and then emotions can seal over like a wound, maybe to keep out the germ of memory. The quality that was always most compelling about Bob Kerry as a politician, the same can be said of John McCain, is that he's been a war hero who's never used the term. He's not worn his Medal of Honor around his neck in public life, much less the now-disputed Bronze Star. Bob Kerry came back to Nebraska as a wounded war veteran, but he publicly opposed the war that continued to wound others, including Vietnamese. Nebraskans, like many Americans, had grown tired and skeptical of the war in Vietnam. They saw in Mr. Kerry both the cost of that war at home and the hope that the pain of so many might foster peace. He didn't seem proud of his war record so much as enlightened by it. Bob Kerry has never been any kind of political pacifist. In fact, he's often seemed to have the political temperament of a Navy SEAL, leading a small band into dangerous waters to recommend incisions on entitlement programs or medical insurance. Mr. Kerry's Senate career as a peace activist was sanctioned by the matchless authenticity of his war wounds. Bob Kerry voted against American entry into the Gulf War in 1991. Just a few minutes after the U.S. Senate voted, Senator Kerry came up to some of the reporters covering the debate and said fiercely, "I hope you understand what we've done here today. This is not just some play on a geopolitical chessboard. We are sending boys and girls off to risk their lives and to kill people in the name of our country. You make sure that the American people understand that." This week we learned that Mr. Kerry understood that even more urgently than others knew, even more urgently than he'd ever been willing to say. This week, Bob Kerry had to talk about deaths that occurred by his own hand in the village of Than Phong 32 years ago. He used a word that's become almost unpopular in today's pop psychology, guilt. "My guilt," he says, "has to do with what we did in Vietnam. Perhaps my experience will help Americans to make better decisions about when to use military force. In addition to asking young men to risk their own lives, we were asking them to take the lives of others." The special weight people have given Bob Kerry's words when they treated him as a war hero shouldn't be lessened now that he's been revealed to be a man.